My name is Meg. I am 16 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with Matthew, who is my father. We're recording this interview in Ladera Ranch, California. Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
I grew up in a tiny little town of about 25 people in rural Wisconsin as a seventh of eight children, and my closest friend lived at least a mile away. We spent most of our time entertaining ourselves outside. My mother would lock us out of the house, and we were just told to go play, and we did so. I attended a two-room grade school, which was right across the street from my house, first, second, and third grade in one room, fourth, fifth, and sixth in the other. And then eventually in junior high and high school, I went to a school that was in a town of 1,500 people, approximately 6 miles away from where I grew up.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Stop. One of the most difficult times in my life was when I was a senior in high school. My aunt and my cousin were killed in a car accident, and my aunt was also my godmother, and she was 35 years old, and we were very close, and it was just one of those harsh life lessons that is thrown at you at a very young age. And my uncle taught me that though we were incredibly sad, that we should rather look at how fortunate we were to have had that person in our life. But it was still a very difficult rationalization and acceptance at that age to say that the good Lord would inflict that kind of pain and tragedy upon our family.
I didn't know that happened. Okay. What advice would you give your teenage self?
My advice that I would give my teenage self is to be a little less concerned about missing out on something that my friends were doing and be a little more concerned about just taking all the opportunities that are out there for you. I think it's important to just decide that teenage years are a very short period of time in your big life, and that you should just seize upon the opportunities and that are out in front of you and not worry so much that you might miss somebody's birthday party or might miss a game that you want to go to, but rather just do things that, you know, might enhance your educational or your experience so you can go back and, you know, benefit from them as an adult.
Okay.
She's just as long.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories, aside from having each of my four children, was hearkening back to my life in Wisconsin, was when I decided that the little town I grew up in of 25 people, who had a very active Lions Club filled with farmers and men who were in the rural community, had a 4th of July celebration every year. And I decided one year that they needed fireworks. And put the plan together, and we actually brought over 10,000 people into the little village that we grew up in on 4th of July in a big salute to the troops program, where we honored all of the people who fought in the Gulf War for out of our county. And we had fireworks for the first time using a huge company out of Pennsylvania called Zambelli, who also did the fireworks for Washington, D.C. and Boston at the time. And we had raised enough money to do this massive fireworks show, and we ended up with 10,000 plus people in that little town for one evening.
Okay. What about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Oh, I think the most important lesson that I've learned in my life is that eventually everything will work out. Life isn't simple. Life isn't smooth. It's often a roller coaster, but at the end of the day, it all will work out. Also, I think one of the most important lessons that my parents taught us was the lesson that you can have a very Midwest rural set of values and morals, but still understand that life doesn't stop at the county line, and that the world is a lot bigger than just where you grew up, and you need to experience what else is out there. And thirdly, my mother always insisted that we live by the rule of inclusion, not exclusion, and that there's always room for one more person. There's always room for more people to participate. And if you're having a party, if you're having dinner, if you're playing a game, there's always room for one more person to be involved.
Auntie Nomi talked to me about that a couple of days ago. Can you tell me about one of the dumbest things you've ever done in your life?
One of the dumbest things I've ever done in my life. Well, when I was in high school, a group of us decided to go throw eggs at the rival high school, and we got caught by the cops. That was pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm. How has your life been different than how you imagined it when you were younger?
I never imagined that I would be in the car business. I never imagined that I would live in California. I never imagined that I would live as far from most of my family as I do.
Do you imagine you'd live in Wisconsin?
I imagined I would live in the Midwest, maybe Chicago, maybe Minneapolis, but not one of the coasts.
Okay. Thinking about your family, many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any words of wisdom or advice you'd like to share?
Well, I think that it's important for every generation to understand that their place in life and in this world is not about themselves, but more likely about others. So it's important that you, I know this sounds cliche-ish, but be a people pleaser. Do things for other people, and you will find a lot more joy for yourself in doing things for other people. I think generations today tend to become more entitled and are becoming more and more dependent and living off of the expectation that life should be easy, life should be simple, life should be relaxed, there should be no stress. And that's just not reality. I mean, I think you get what you work for, you don't get what you wish for. And, you know, as long as you are willing to put in the time, effort, and energy to go the extra mile, then things will all pan out.
Okay. Staying on the topic of family, are there any traditions that have been passed down through your family that you can tell me about?
Traditions? Every one of our holidays is a tradition, and it's probably most intensified at Christmas time, where all of our family traditions come from our Scandinavian Norwegian heritage, where our Christmas Eve meal is all Norwegian food. Our Christmas baking throughout December is usually Norwegian. And whether it's lutefisk lefse, dry spare ribs, meatballs, soot soup, or, you know, the holiday sweets such as krumkaka and gudos and sandbakkels, those traditions are all ours, and probably most of the traditions focus on food and not much else.
Do you have a favorite one of those traditions?
Oh, my favorite holiday tradition is probably the Christmas Eve meal that is all Norwegian food. And my favorite thing that we have there is lefse.
Lefse. Okay. What are you proudest of professionally and personally in your life?
Proudest professionally probably of building 3 businesses in Mission Viejo, all of which provide jobs and employ people and allow other people to have careers and the ability to provide for their families. We employ about 175 people, and that means there's 175, jobs that we've created and providing opportunities for their families to thrive. Personally, I would say I'm proudest of my family. I mean, we have 4 healthy, wonderful girls who, though they give me headaches at times, are productive, positive influences in their own little worlds as well. And I'm proud of that.
Okay. Because it was just recently Thanksgiving, what are you most grateful for?
Well, even though family brings you pain, sometimes I'd have to say I'm most thankful for my family. In the last year, we lost my father, we lost my nephew. And that, brings you some sadness, but you also have to be thankful that you had the breadth and wealth of a large family that you got to experience, and that's why you feel pain when they're gone.
Okay, you just talked about losing people. Is there a specific person in your life that you miss the most? And what is it about them that you miss?
I think I probably miss my mother the most because she never had a chance to meet her granddaughters. And I think she would have relished in the fact that there was 4 granddaughters because she had mostly grandsons. So our 4 girls kind of evened the score a little bit. But she died just before Margo and I were married and never got a chance to meet our girls. And I also think our girls would have enjoyed spending time with her.
Okay. Because all your kids are still in high school, what advice would you give to your daughters or any of your future grandchildren?
Well, I think the advice I would give my daughters or grandchildren is to understand how important other people are in their lives. That, in relationships, whether it's friendships or family members or whatever, it's not a 50-50 game, that you often have to go over 50 yards. You often have to give more to the relationship, but over time, it'll all even out. You give more to the relationship, and eventually, it'll all come back to you. And, I think, again, it's all about being the very best friend, the very best sister, the very best, citizen you can be. And that's about, in essence, doing things for other people.
Okay. Can you tell me about 1 or 2 people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Well, my parents, obviously, were incredible influences on my life because they gave us that proverbial roots and wings where they gave you a real foundation of who you were as an individual, but also the strength and the confidence and the ability to, branch out beyond the little circle where you grew up. And I also would have to say, my brother Scott, who's my business partner and older brother, has been an incredible influence and partner over the course of my professional life.
Okay, so you said that you were the seventh out of eight kids. Are there any specific memories with your siblings that are your favorite?
That are my favorite?
Yeah.
You know, I think I probably most enjoyed sitting around the table at holidays late in the evening, just where everybody has a beer or a glass of wine and just, you know, reminiscing and laughing and chiding each other about their behavior, their personalities, etc. But also, oldest brother, Steve, I remember vividly when I was a senior in high school, he was elected to Congress. And in it was 1980, and he was elected to Congress as a 28-year-old man, young man from Wisconsin, unseating an incumbent Democrat. And that was incredibly exciting for our community, for our family, and incredibly prideful for my parents and my grandparents to see him do that, coming from a little town of 25 people in rural Wisconsin.
Okay. Are there any moments in your life that you think shaped who you are? Did I ask this?
No, you didn't. Moments in my life who shaped who I am. You know, I mean, I think more than anything, it's probably growing up in a little town of 25, 30 people in rural Wisconsin shaped who I am. Going to a Toom grade school, my first, second, and third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade class was a total of three people. Myself, one mother boy, and one other girl. And, you know, you just really learn to create whatever existence you wanted to create for yourselves, because it was, you lived in the middle of nowhere, you didn't have technology, you didn't have a bunch of people to play with, you entertained yourselves.
Okay.
Is it over yet? Why is the dog barking?
Can you tell me your favorite memory of me?
You?
Yeah. I want to know this.
Well,
personally,
I have all kinds of great memories of Meg. My most recent great memory of Meg was when she won the, her dance team won the national championship, because everybody was shocked that she was so excited to win, because she's pretty calm and collected at all times. And people would come up to me and say, "Oh my gosh, Meg Gunderson is crying." And that was exciting. I also have a very fun memory of you when we were at the Minnesota State Fair, and you had to have or wanted to bring home a little tiny piglet and could not understand why you would not bring home a pig. You could not bring home a piglet. And you were in tears because we obviously could not take the piglet from the Minnesota State Fair home as a pet. I guess that's it for right now.
Okay.
Which one did you think I was going to say?
I don't know. I probably, being your only child to stay up late with you in Wisconsin.
What?
Being the only person in your family to stay up late with your family. Last time.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was
daughter of the year.
Yep. Somebody graffitied the Knox.
Mom, I'm in the middle of an interview and you're interrupting it.
Yeah, she's doing a work project.
Okay, can you tell me about one of the proudest moments you've had as a father?
Well, I think I have all kinds of proud moments. You know, I'm proud of how hard you have worked at dance and how hard, and when you won that national championship, that's a proud moment. I'm proud about Anna Lee and her just self-initiative at making her decisions about what she wants to do after high school. I'm proud of Caroline and how she commits herself to being a good teammate on so many different sports. I'm proud of Elsa and how she is always a very positive influence with her friends, and she has a huge circle of lots of friends from lots of different arenas in her world. Generally speaking, I am proud of how our girls behave outside of the home in public, where I think generally people who interact with our children are very impressed with their ability to have mature conversations, be kind and pleasant to people, and just represent our family well.
Okay, earlier you said that you were shocked that you lived so far away from your family. Could you ever imagine living on the same street as four of your siblings and a couple of your nieces and nephews?
No, that's a little too close.
Okay, and then the last question is there anything you want to tell me that you haven't told me before?
About what?
About anything.
That I want to tell you that I've never told you before?
Yeah. No, Ailey is not your favorite child. Meg is.
No, I tell you girls everything.
Okay. Is there anything you want to ask me?
No, not that I think you'll answer.
All right.
What?
Thank you.